Guys, what's up? We are back. We are going to do our playoff prediction. Sorry for the long wait. School's been tough, you know, sports, all that stuff. But we are back, and we are better than ever. Let's get into this. Woo! All right. So, this podcast. All right,
so let's go over. Oh yeah, you want to go ahead.
Damn. No, I'm kidding. All right. We're talking about what the playoff teams are going to be. Who's making it in? Who's going to be out and all that. This year is different from prior years in the fact that there's going to be an extra team in the wild card slot and that only one team gets the bye this year. How do you feel about this, Andrew?
Yeah. You know, I like it. It's more of a – it leaves it more open, and it also puts an importance on the one seed because – even more importance on the one seed because a lot of these teams, you know, a lot of teams that are two seeds, they don't actually have to end up playing the one seed because, you know, like last year, the Chiefs were a two seed. They never had to leave Chiefs Kingdom because of the Ravens' failure to advance in the playoffs. But
okay. So let's hear what teams you have winning and losing and all that.
All right, so you want to go over the playoff picture as it stands right now on, what's the date, December 10th?
Yep, shoot.
December 10th, 2020, in the AFC, Steelers, Chiefs, Bills, Titans, Browns, Dolphins, and Colts. Right off the bat, I mean, the Browns looked legit last week, you know? I mean,
Destroyed.
Their run game, you know, it's going to be interesting game this week against the Ravens, two best rushing offenses in the league. That'll be interesting. Baker Mayfield showed some life, but right away, you know, I mean, at the beginning of the season, we both, you know, just excluded the Dolphins from our playoff predictions. Here they are, 8-4. They do have a really tough schedule coming up this week. Colts, Phillip Rivers getting the job done. And then as you look in the hunt, the three main teams, Raiders, Ravens, Patriots. Patriots are the big game tonight. They have to win that if they have any hopes of advancing in the playoffs and snapping the streak since 2008. In the NFC, we got Saints, Packers. Rams look very impressive. And then the Giants sneak in at 5-7 at the 4 seed. Seahawks, which have been disappointing the last couple of weeks, Bucks and Vikings, who have found themselves in a playoff spot even after the rough start.
Really? That's what you got?
All right. Yeah. That's just how it is right now. And then Cardinals, Bears, and Lions. Lions kind of outside looking in, so it's really just Cardinals trying to get in and steal that spot from the Vikings. But that's how it is right now on Thursday. December 10th, so let's get into predictions for the rest of the year.
Hey, can I make mine?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. All right, so as much as I like the Vikings making it, they're not. I don't know. I think this is what's going to be for the NFC. I have Washington squeaking in 7-9, right? Mm-hmm. We have the LA Rams making it in at the top of their division. Seahawks second and squeaking into the playoffs. We got the Arizona Cardinals at 9-7. Then we got Tampa Bay, New Orleans, and Green Bay. Now for the AFC, we got Pittsburgh, we got Cleveland, obviously. Then we got Tennessee and Indy going both 11-15.
11-5. You always say 11-15.
Shoot, thank you for correcting me. Then we have Buffalo going 11-15, 11-5. And then we got the Patriots going 10-6. And in the West, we have KC going 15-1.
Okay, so just off the bat, some things I noticed. You left Baltimore out, you left Miami out, and you left Las Vegas out. Out of those teams, who do you – like, the Raiders, I don't believe in. They just got smacked by the Falcons and would have lost to the Jets if it wasn't for an inside job. And Miami, Brian Flores has done a really, really good job, but They just are super inexperienced, and they have a really, really rough schedule. And the Ravens have just been a shell of themselves and haven't really, you know, been able to build off last year. But with the preferable schedule, let's see how it goes down the stretch.
So the Miami, why I don't have belief in them, they really don't have any veterans on the team who have made the put. Maybe Kyle Van Noy. That's about it. Like maybe, well, Fitzpatrick's not really a winning veteran. Not really made Super Bowl. But looking at the rest of the Dolphins' schedule, they have a freaking tough schedule. Chiefs, Patriots, Raiders, and Bills. I don't think they can come out positive out of that. They're going to have at least two losses. And if they do, they're going to go, what, 10-6? Get three losses, 9-7? I don't know. Patriots need – I feel they win tonight. They have a really good chance of winning out. Their biggest threats are the Bills and the Bills and the Rams. I'm not really scared of the Dolphins as much because, you know, Brian Flores was under Bill Belichick, and you saw what happened week one. Wasn't the best.
But have you noticed the failure of Bill Belichick to be able to beat his assistants? Happens with Mike Vrabel in Tennessee. Happened with
Vrabel wasn't an assistant.
Well, former player coaches. Patricia beat him in when he was with Detroit. Obviously, he just got fired.
Last we got the Ravens. The Ravens have not been looking that good. They've had a little bit of a losing streak, other than their luck in Dallas with the kicker selling the game.
Luck? They ran for 300 yards.
The kicker missed three field goals. That gave them great field goals.
It's still an 8-point game, even if all three of those field goals go in.
You call it luck. You call it skill. I call it luck. Whatever.
The defense definitely did disappointed, but the offense looked good. I mean, Dallas isn't a team that you can compare yourself to, so this is the real test this week against the Browns. But we'll see.
I have the Browns winning that. The next 2 weeks should be a piece of cake. The Giants may cause something to happen. I don't know. Bengals, they should beat again. But even if they do go 10-6, the Patriots do have the tiebreaker because they beat them. Remember that.
Yeah, it's too bad that the Patriots are going to lose tonight to the Rams, though.
All right. Green Bay, we have Green Bay, New Orleans, and Tampa. Well, I don't feel like Tampa's a lock, but I feel they're close to a lock as you can get.
Yeah, I feel like they're pretty much a lock.
Seattle and the Rams are most likely going to make the playoffs, both teams.
Yeah.
Now, the teams that are questionable, Washington – they looked good, really good against the Steelers. That pass rush came in handy. The Steelers had six plays to score on the one-yard line. Their defense held up good. Chase Young played like an animal. Montez Sweat, he's so good.
He really
fast,
did,
lengthy.
Yeah.
He had that nice tip on the one-yard line and another one to get a pick. That kind of sealed the game.
Mm-hmm.
The Giants and the Washingtons, really, who it's between for the winning the division. The Giants, they're looking all right. They did beat the Seattle Seahawks. They would win this easily if they had Saquon. Easily they'd win the division. Unfortunately, they don't. Wayne Gallman's been playing pretty good. He actually played pretty well. Jones, he's played all right. If they want to win out, they're going to need their wide receiving core to step up. Evan, no hands. Ingram's going to have to step up as well. We're going to have to see something. Their defense has played pretty well. I'm not the biggest fan of Blake Martinez. I don't think he's good. Bradbury's played well. What? I'm talking about their defense.
Yeah.
Just because he leads the league in tackles doesn't mean, like, tackles is an overlooked stat. Bradbury played well. Fackrell's playing well. Their D-line is looking pretty scary. Looking at the Cardinals in Minnesota, both fighting for that wild card spot. Cardinals, they're really good. I'm like, I don't know. Both teams I feel are really good. If I'm being honest, I like the Vikings. They have a nice run game. They have Justin Jefferson, who's having an amazing rookie year. They also have, what's his name? Thielen, Dalvin Cook, all these weapons on the offense. Defense isn't that bad, even though they took a big hit last year, losing Everson Griffin. They even lost on, what's his name this year, that DN from the Jaguars to the Ravens. Yannick, yeah. But they've showed out. Michael Pierce not being there either, being on, not injured reserve, COVID.
Well, but yeah, he's
their defense has been playing good. Eric Kendricks playing well. Anthony Harris is not playing on the same level he was last year. He's still playing very well, though, I would say. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be a battle because Arizona's playing all right. Minnesota. I don't know. Who do you think between Minnesota and Arizona is going to make it?
I'll get there when I get to my predictions, and I'll give you plenty of reasoning why. But first, I'm going to go over my AFC predictions. With the one seed, I have Kansas City winning out, going 15-1. They just look really, really dominant. The one thing that makes me kind of nervous about Kansas City is they let teams that aren't as good as them hang around. We saw that with the Broncos. We've seen that both times with the Raiders. So that's kind of, it definitely puts you, on edge when watching the games, just because it reminds you of teams from last year. You think of teams like the Patriots. You think of teams, even Kansas City last year kind of played down the competition a little bit. And some teams this year, Tennessee plays down the competition. Cleveland, they only, snuck out a few wins against Philly and Jacksonville. So it's definitely something you don't want to see, especially with a powerhouse like Kansas City, who definitely has a chance to repeat, just because they look like the best team right now. Two seed, I have Steelers going 14-2. The Steelers remind me a lot of, I was listening to Colin Cowherd. He brought up the fact that they remind him of they're literally the Patriots of last year, riding an easy schedule. So they were 11-0, then they start throwing the ball a ton. Last year it was Brady. This year, Ben Roethlisberger's throwing the ball 40, 50 times a game. Coming off an elbow injury and his age, he's what, 38 now? Like, that is insane. They have no run game. And that's not what you win playoff football with. TJ Watt is now the best edge rusher in football. So there's that. But just Bud Dupree, tearing his ACL, there's just a lot going on right now. And I don't think they're going to be able to overcome that. So I do have them losing this week to the Bills, and that will ultimately, they'll give up the first round bye to the Chiefs. Three seed, I have the Bills going 12-4. Josh Allen has looked really impressive. He had 80% completion, 80 completion percentage against the Niners last week, and Niners are one of the best defenses in the league. With or without Bosa, so definitely pretty impressive. And just some of the balls he was throwing were really nice, just absolute lasers to Cole Beasley with a career night. Four seed, I had Tennessee Titans winning at 11-5. Derrick Henry just gets stronger as the year goes on. And the Titans defense definitely makes me a little bit nervous, just because the inconsistency of it. And whenever you let Baker Mayfield, throw four touchdowns first half on you, it makes you think twice. But they have a favorable schedule going down the rest of the road. Five seed, this kind of seems unrealistic at this point, but the way the tiebreakers and all that work, I do have the Ravens winning out, going 11-5. Right now, 4 weeks away from playoffs, it's all about momentum. And you can just feel that momentum shift in Baltimore. Obviously, it's Dallas, so it's nothing to get excited about. But just how hard they played against Pittsburgh, getting all the guys back for Dallas, and then Lamar getting ready to go on a run these last four games. I think They'll run the table, and then Cleveland, I have them losing to Baltimore and Pittsburgh, so they go 11-5 and secure the sixth seed and make the playoffs for the first time in 20 years, whatever it is. I have so
you good with
seven
yours?
Seed.
Or, oh no,
seven
sorry.
Seed. I have Indianapolis sneaking in at 10-6. They do have a rough schedule. I think they'll split going down the rest of the way, because I think they'll win this week in Las Vegas, because I don't have any faith in them. They're just super inexperienced and not consistent enough. I think the Texans will steal one. I think, honestly, the Texans should have won last week if Deshaun Watson had some help on the offensive line, because the center sold that game. They'll drop one to Pittsburgh in Heinz Field, and they'll beat up on the Jags week 17. So, yeah, it's Chiefs, Pittsburgh, Bills, Tennessee, Baltimore, Cleveland, Indy. On the outside looking in, I had the Patriots going 9-7. I think they'll lose tonight to the Rams, and that will kind of seal the deal on their playoff hopes. And then I have the Raiders also going 9-7, sitting at the 10 seed, and then the Miami Dolphins at the 9 seed also going 9-7. They have a really rough schedule with the Chiefs, Patriots, and Bills. I have them losing too. In the NFC, do you have any objections to that, George? Do you think I'm crazy?
To what?
To my AFC?
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think?
Patriots and Ravens.
You want to swap them?
Patriots are making it, bro. Just because the Ravens got lucky that a kicker missed a few field goals and they beat a terrible team. It's a terrible team. I don't know why you're being proud
they
of them.
They doubled them.
Oh, my God. Like, am I happy that the Patriots destroyed the Chargers? Not really. Like, what is
it?
Are
you happy that the
boost?
Patriots lost to the Broncos? Are you happy that the Patriots to the 4-7 Texans? 4-8 Texans?
Look. All I'm saying is that you are over exaggerating a win versus a Cowboys.
I'm not. I literally said you can't compare a win when you're playing Dallas.
I know. I'm just joking. I'm just joking. But no, I think that the Patriots are going
to
make it.
To say that I am crazy that the Ravens will win out, they whooped the Browns. Obviously, it was week one. Doesn't mean anything. But they have owned the Browns every year since they even came in the league.
Look.
They played Jacksonville
the Browns
and New York at home.
Bro, look how the Browns are looking right now. They destroyed the Tennessee Titans. Mm-hmm. Who destroyed you in the if you want to talk about the history. They destroyed you in the playoffs last year, the Ravens. Mm-hmm.
But they're two different teams.
You're trying to say that history matters when it doesn't.
Okay, I'm just saying, week one doesn't matter, because week one, nobody knows any of anybody's tendency. Mm-hmm. There's no film to base, it means absolutely nothing. Here we are, week 14. You cannot tell me that you trust Baker Mayfield to lead this team, and let's see the remaining schedule. You cannot tell me that they will win against Baltimore, both New York teams, and Pittsburgh without having a lapse somewhere.
They are going to, but it's not going to be against Baltimore.
What? So you think they're going to win all the games?
Baltimore's – I know this may sound kind of dumb. Baltimore's a too good team to have a lapse. I feel like they're going to underestimate the Giants or the Jets. That would be pretty funny.
They don't even play the Jets.
They're going to
– Browns play the Jets.
You said both New York
teams. The Browns' remaining schedule is Baltimore, New York, Pittsburgh.
Yeah. I feel like the Browns are going to lose to one of those New York teams. They're going to be ready for the Ravens, but they're going to underestimate one of the New York teams and lose a game to them.
I'm just saying, I know. Okay, so even if we do that, right? Even if – all right, so let's say Cleveland wins, right, against Baltimore. And let's say we go to Cleveland's schedule and mark them for a loss against the Giants. It still puts the Ravens at a 6 seed. And even if you want to put the Patriots, they win out. The Ravens are still a 7 seed.
Okay, right now I have Cleveland going 13-3.
You are that Cleveland they are loses. Not winning out. You,
oh wait, shoot.
They are not winning out.
No, you're right.
Off your rocker.
You're right. All right. Chill.
I'm just saying. All right. Baltimore is the Tennessee Titans of last year. And they're going to sneak into the
Baltimore,
tournament. And they're going to play the Tennessee Titans round one, who got embarrassed by the Cleveland Browns. And now Tennessee took a Baltimore team to overtime with a bunch of mental errors. No Calais Campbell, no Brandon Williams, which are literally our entire defensive line. So we started rookie Justin Matabuke and 38-year-old Justin Ellis.
I'm going to be honest. I think it's pretty funny that both of our teams are in the wild card spot. So we're just arguing who we think is going to make.
I'm just saying.
All right.
Baltimore will find themselves in the tournament. I don't know how far they'll go.
The tournament.
The playoffs.
All right. I'm trying to put the numbers in right. If I do this right, all right? For you to say what happened, where the Patriots and Ravens make it?
Yeah.
The Browns need to lose 3 of their next 4 games. No.
If the Browns go 11-5, the Patriots win out. They get all right, ready? If the Ravens win out, the Patriots win out. And the Browns only lose to – if they lose to the – so let's say Browns go 11-5, Baltimore goes 11-5.
Who do they lose to, Baltimore and
– Pittsburgh. They beat Pittsburgh, right? Or if you want to say they beat Baltimore.
Yeah.
Baltimore finds themselves 10-6, but so is Indy, and so are the Patriots. So Patriots would be 6, and Baltimore would be 7.
And Indy's out?
Yes, because they lost the tiebreaker to Baltimore.
Who does Indy lose to? Raiders?
No, I have them beating the Raiders. I have them dropping one to the Houston Texans and one to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, all right.
At least one of these teams, possibly two of these teams. I think two of these teams will have a stupid loss. Yeah. It's always what happens. One of these teams goes an unpredictable run, and the other one always goes on a stupid loss, and they just skid. It's going to be – I don't think it'll be Indy because I don't see the Patriots making the playoffs, but I think it will be the Miami Dolphins and the Las Vegas Raiders who don't find themselves in at the end of Week 17 because of the inexperience – and because of the strength and schedule that they have left.
I can see what you... There's going to be obviously a team that drops. No way that both Dolphins...
There's going to be a team that drops, and there's going to be a team with momentum that gets in, just like the Tennessee Titans last year, and they're going to ride their way to the conference championship. I'm not saying they're going to ride their way to the conference championship. I'm going to say they're going to mess stuff up in the playoffs.
I'm just wondering... What has to happen where Vegas, the Patriots, and the Baltimore Ravens all make it?
So, I mean, the Colts have to lose to, let's say, the Raiders, and then the Patriots win out, Baltimore wins out, and then the Raiders beat the Dolphins.
The Raiders going 10-6, don't make it.
And the Browns they drop a stupid one, the one of New York teams.
All right, this is for that to happen. Pittsburgh goes 11-15. Probably not going to happen though. Baltimore 15-1. Baltimore and Cleveland go 11-15. Oh my god!
Well, Cleveland could go 10-6. Baltimore, they could drop one to
Baltimore. Baltimore and Cleveland could go 11-5. So could Tennessee.
If Cleveland goes 10-6, Baltimore wins out, go 11-5. Tennessee goes 11-5. Indy drops to 9-7. Mm-hmm. New England hops in at 10-6. They win out, and Vegas hops in at 11-5.
Yep. Yep. All right. So, is this what we're putting our scenarios at? No, I'm kidding. But all right, I'm just saying.
The Ravens.
It could happen.
Other than the Patriots game, the Ravens have won every game they've needed to win up to this point. It would have been nice to have one against Tennessee, no doubt. It would have been nice to have one against.
Would have been nice to have one against Baltimore.
Huh.
It would have been nice to have one against New England.
It would have been nice to have one against Tennessee.
Pittsburgh.
But with that being said, and it would have been nice to have our players against Pittsburgh. But the Ravens have put themselves in a good position to win tiebreakers over Cleveland and Indy. And the failure of the Raiders and the Dolphins will clear up space for the Ravens to get in. The Ravens control their own destiny. Mathematically, no, but realistically speaking, yes. If they win out, they are in. End of story. 11-5 gets you in the playoffs. Right.
Wait. Looking at the rest of their schedule, right?
All these teams. The rest of their... If the Patriots win out, they're not in, because 10-6, it gets a little iffy this year.
No, but you know what's going to happen, though? Cleveland, quote me on this. Cleveland's losing to the Jets.
To the Jets. Honestly, I wouldn't be shocked. But just checking out the draft order, if the Jets were to win, the Jacksonville Jaguars, Jaguars would take the one seed.
Would they? I thought they're – oh, yeah, they are. They only have – so they don't want
to. So Cleveland, I would not be shocked if Cleveland loses to the Giants.
I wouldn't.
With that being said, because the Cleveland run game is so good, the Giants defensive line kind of. The only thing that worries
they me have a good old line.
The ability for Daniel Jones and to put up points on the Cleveland defense, which has looked really good these last couple weeks.
Myles Garrett is going to be a madman against that offensive line.
Andrew Thomas has definitely stepped up to play, but he has the second half of the season.
I would rather take Mekhi Becton, Jedrick Wills. I'd rather take Michael Wills. I'd rather have – I know this may be a stretch. Wait, no, what's that guy, Wyatt Teller? He's playing good.
Are you going to say Michael Owenu?
Right? Yeah, I will, because he's literally one of the best rookies this year. He's not going to get any notification because he's a lineman, but whatever. Where's my lineman support at?
And I haven't even gone to the NFC yet. Are we good with this? Yeah, no, I'm saying.
Oh, no, my bad.
I'm just saying.
I forgot.
Baltimore is in a really good position to make it. Cleveland has put themselves in a really good position to make it. And Indy has put themselves in a really good position to make it.
All right. Wait. Before we go, go into your NFC. Say your playoff prediction for the AFC. Just say it.
Who comes out on top?
So we have it on tape. Who comes out on top? Whatever order you want. Just say the teams.
Oh, say the teams of the. Say the teams in the playoffs.
Teams in the playoffs.
Okay,
go.
So in order: Chiefs, Pittsburgh, Bills, Titans, Ravens, Cleveland, and Indy. Agree or disagree?
All right. Disagree, but, you know, we'll get past that. Mine is Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Indy, Tennessee, Patriots, Buffalo, and Kansas City. I know you disagree with that, but
I just find it very hard for the Patriots to get. They have to have everything go right.
We're both rooting for our hometown teams. Come on.
As a fan, but also as an intellectual, the Ravens have put themselves in a very good position to make the playoffs. They have a very favorable schedule down the stretch. They are hitting a momentum curve.
Favorable?
Yes.
Bro, they have questionable games. against the Browns, against even fucking the Giants.
Yeah, but it's Giants because they're making a play. I know it doesn't mean much, but I have confidence in. I think the Ravens match up really well against the Giants because the Giants don't do a heck of a job running the ball. Colt McCoy played pretty well last week, but it was really just okay. Time management and let the defense go out and win. That's what the Ravens do. If the Ravens win this week, they will win out because Cleveland poses AG. The most problems to Baltimore. And the reason I say this is because they're both ball controlled heavy teams with great rushing attacks, with quarterbacks that aren't the best at throwing the ball, but are good in disguised passes like play action and RPOs.
All right. Look, we're not going to change. Opinions.
I'm just saying.
Let's just move on to NFC. So, because I know I'm not changing my opinion, you're probably not changing your opinion. We'll just have to see how it turns out.
So, the one seed in the NFC goes to none other than the Green Bay Packers. I don't think they'll be the NFC champions by any means. They just have a really easy. Actually, I might want to change one thing. I'll stick with my prediction. The only game I see them possibly losing is the Tennessee Titans because they are so weak up front and they get the ball run all. Actually, you know, I'm going to change it. So that does change it up a little bit. It does make the Tennessee Titans a 3 seed and the Buffalo Bills a 4 seed. But I just. So that does. Okay, so the new number one seed is New Orleans Saints in the NFC. The number 2 seed is the Green Bay Packers. The number 3 seed, I have the LA Rams hanging on to the division. And the number 4 seed goes to none other than the Washington football team. I think they'll squeak in. Alex Smith is 3-1 as a starter. You know, I think they're really coming together. Washington and New York both have really bright futures. Just the culture change around them in the last couple of weeks have been huge. I don't know. And then for the wild cards, it wasn't as tight of a race as the AFC. I have Seattle and Tampa. And when it comes down to the 7 seed, this is a question you asked me earlier, Minnesota or Arizona? I do have Minnesota getting in at 9-7. I have Arizona going to 8-8. Since the Patriots game, actually really since the Seattle game, Arizona just hasn't, been able to turn around. They were 8-5, lost to Seattle. They were 6-5, lost to Seattle. Why did I say 6-5? They were 6-6, or they were 6-3. They lost to Seattle, lost to New England, lost to LA. That put them at 6-6. It's all about momentum in this time of the year, December football, and the inexperience of the Cardinals, I think will come and hurt them in the end. Their last 4 games are New York, Philly, San Fran, and LA, and the NFC East is just super weird, or NFC West is super weird in the fact that, it's just a cycle of who beats who, and so I have the Niners. I have the Cardinals beating the Niners, and then I have them losing to the Rams week 17. I also have them losing to the Giants, as I think, they just don't match up well. The defense is definitely, a weakness of the Cardinals, and same with that offensive line, and with the Giants being stout up front, I just don't. I wouldn't be surprised. And honestly, the Patriots have kind of paved the way of how to beat Kyler Murray. They ran 5-6 people on defensive line and just surrounded him in the pocket and just put their hands up. And, that's just interior pressure. I guess the quarterbacks are 6'4", so it's going to get a quarterback that's 5'10". So I have the air – go ahead.
As much as I love you giving credit. Giving it to the Patriots that they did. Yeah, credit. I'm dumb. I'm sorry. Credit to the Patriots for stopping him. He did have that injured shoulder, and that really slowed him down. He
couldn't really scramble as much. This might be an unpopular opinion. I don't think Cliff Kingsbury is as good as people want to say he is. He had a losing record in college. I think ultimately,
Texas. Where was he a coach in college?
I gotta say, like, the fact that they were 6-3 and now they're staring at 6-6 and on the outside of the playoff picture, it's definitely got to raise some questions in Arizona if he is the right guy. Personally, I don't think he is. He's been out-coached in every game since week 11, and I don't see that stopping, especially, you know, I think Joe Judge is actually a very good coach. So I wouldn't expect if they get out-coached week 14. I wouldn't be surprised if they get out-coached week 14, week 16, week 17 against the Giants, Niners, and Rams. And so, you know, that leaves them on the outside looking in. I don't know. You know.
All right. You think we're good?
They're good. What's your Super Bowl prediction?
How are you feeling?
But as of right now, this doesn't mean anything going forward, because as new information comes in, we can predict. But what's your Super Bowl prediction right now? Two teams and then the champion.
When does Drew Brees come back?
Should be the week of playoffs. And with that first round bye, he'll definitely help.
Chiefs obviously in either I think Seattle or.
All right, this might surprise you. I think Chiefs.
Maybe Tampa Bay.
And then this is kind of a dark horse, but I think this is a really dangerous team. And if they get a favorable schedule in the playoffs, they can definitely go far, because I think they have one of the smartest coaches outside of Bill Belichick in the entire league. And just a super strong defense, a top three defense, and a really good rushing attack. I have Chiefs and Rams in the Super Bowl right now.
Don't be
shocked if the Rams make it to the conference championship again this year.
Jared Goff's mediocre.
Sean McVay has never lost with a lead going into halftime. And I'm just saying.
Okay.
You saw this with Kyle Shanahan last year. Garoppolo isn't that good. In the playoffs, they didn't put the ball in his hands. Even when they played Minnesota, they kept the ball out of his hands for as long as possible, and that would win them games. They got to the Super Bowl. They were up. It worked for the first three quarters. And they had to pass.
But then they had to pass.
It's literally the same exact situation. A top three defense with the Rams. A very good rushing attack with Cam Akers, Daryl Henderson, and Malcolm Brown. Solid receivers like Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods, Josh Reynolds. Two really good tight ends. I'm just saying, Jared Goff is a game manager who's not going to make the big mistake, which can get them in the Super Bowl. With all that being said, I have the Chiefs winning because it can get them to the Super Bowl. It won't win them a Super Bowl. But I think Sean McVay definitely has a bad taste in his mouth after getting completely outcoached in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. So, Rams Chiefs, baby. Well,
I hope you guys enjoyed our podcast.
Mark my words.
We Rams are back, Chiefs. Baby. We're gonna be doing more podcasts, though, boys. Boys, girls, whoever's listening, doesn't matter. Just listen.
We're going to try and podcast
ever.
So what do you say?
Better than the herd.
You know, just
better than the herd.
Keep, you know, breaking down playoff scenarios, clinching scenarios, elimination scenarios every week. Who knows? Maybe the Patriots will be on the elimination scenario next week.
okay. No. All right. But we will be, and if you guys want, we'll just talk about football. Like, you guys can write us questions. We'll talk about that. Whatever you guys want, it's up to you guys. Just, I'll see you guys.
Thank you guys for listening. I know we said this a lot about, you know, trying to make a comeback. This time, it's for real. You know, we just had football and a lot of, you know, it's just been a really tough time for everybody.
It's been hard online, but we back because, you know, football is fun. And almost as fun as playing it.
With the draft, free agency, a lot of good content coming. I'm really excited, though. I've been working on some mock drafts for, you know, some time now. So I'm ready to release my information.
All right.
See ya.